poll, Republican Bob Stefanowski and Democrat Ned Lamont in statistical tie in gubernatorial bid. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 24, 2018. The race for governor in Connecticut is tightening as Republican candidate Bob Stefanowski closes in on Democrat Ned Lamont, according to polling. Political outsider Stefanowski and repeat candidate Lamont are in a statistical tie, says a poll released Tuesday by Sacred Heart University and Hearst Connecticut Media Group. The survey found 39.5% of likely voters support Lamont, while 36.1% favor Stefanowski. In an interview with Breitbart News in July prior to the primary race, Stefanowski said, "The economy is 70% of what people care about most. That's right in my strike zone. The second issue is sanctuary cities, which I'm absolutely against," the GOP candidate asserted. "You can't pick and choose what federal laws you're going to follow. We need to start shutting off funding to those cities that aren't following the law." The poll, which has a 4.3% margin of error, also showed that 8.4% back Oz Grebel, an independent, and 14.8% are unsure whom they support. As we have said from the beginning, this race will continue to move in Stefanowski's direction as voters realize that Ned Lamont's policies are the same ones that put our state in its current position, Stefanowski campaign spokesman Kendall Marr said, according to CT Mirror. "When it comes to Ned, Oz, and Governor Dan Malloy, they are three peas in a pod." TV polls also seem to indicate that Ned's approach of spending millions of dollars running blatantly false attack ads is not paying off with voters, Marr continued. The polls reflect that Ned is developing a bit of a credibility issue with voters who are turned off by his desire to raise taxes and his dishonest ads. Outgoing Democrat Governor Daniel Malloy has been one of the least popular governors in the nation, largely due to the state's substantial fiscal crisis, 71% disapproval. In his wake, Malloy leaves total unfunded liabilities and debt in the amount of $87 billion and a $1.9 billion budget deficit for fiscal year 2020, followed by a $2.5 billion deficit in 2021, according to Yankee Institute for Public Policy. According to his website in the Hartford Courant, Lamont stands for establishing tolls on the state's highways, addressing human-induced climate change, more restrictive gun laws, investing more money in public schools, a $15 minimum wage, paid family and medical leave, and raising taxes on the wealthy. According to the Mirror, Lamont campaign manager Mark Bradley said, "Stefanowski has said he would phase out the state income tax over 8 years." The Sacred Heart/Hearst poll shows Stefanowski is leading Lamont 43.2% to 24.0% among unaffiliated voters, while 13.7% of that same group back Grebel. According to the survey, 50.0% of female voters support Lamont, compared to 25.2% of female voters who support Stefanowski. However, 47.0% of male voters back Stefanowski, compared to 29.1% of male voters who support Lamont. A Quinnipiac University poll of likely voters released 2 weeks ago found Stefanowski trailing Lamont by 8 percentage points. Women voters backed Lamont over Stefanowski 53-31%. Ned Lamont is ahead in the Connecticut governor's race, but with 27 days to go, Bob Stefanowski is within striking distance, said Quinnipiac University poll director Douglas Schwartz, Ph.D., at the time of that poll's release. "The number one issue for Connecticut voters is the economy, and Lamont wins decisively among those voters," he added. Voters also say, however, that the most important quality in a candidate for governor is the ability to bring needed change, and among those voters, Stefanowski wins big.